Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's time to answer your listener questions, including a question about the future of the Star Wars fireworks over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. But first, a word from our sponsor, and that's our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And right now, I'm glancing down at my iPhone 7 Plus, and I can see that we're down to a mere 115 days to go until the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 4.0. I'm getting a little itchy because I know it's almost time to make those fish extender gifts, but I get excited every time I have a trip planned with Days to Go WDW because it's right there on my home screen. I can see the notification badge right there without even opening the app. And once I click into the app, I see my own personal pictures. I get to pick the background color, the font. I can get an audio alert each and every day. It just makes counting down to that next trip fun. And that's what this is all about. So grab this and other great Disney apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device today. They're over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1145 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for checking in. This is the show that is driven by you, the listener, where we take your listener questions and do our best to answer them, but we sometimes butcher them. But either way, we have fun Disney talk every Wednesday. And before I introduce the ladies, I do want to remind you that we have some awesome group rates through the Magic for Less for Marathon Weekend. Only a few people have been asking about those. Just kidding. Like every day on the hour in my email. So they are out. They're awesome. We have All-Star Music. We have Port Orleans Riverside, Beach Club, and the Polynesian. Check that out if you want to roll in style for Marathon. So just drop me an email, mike@brguestpodcast.com. We can get you the rates. They're so hot that we can't say them on the air, as they say on TV. So just shoot me an email. Disney will come get me. Anyway, so if you're heading down, that's a good way to save some money and have some great accommodations. But space is limited, so let me know. All right, so joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
I did it. I got the
phone. Oh, I saw that. Yes, you finally got the phone of choice.
I totally got the Pop-Tart phone. That's what I did. So that's the scary part. It's actually not so bad though. Not gonna lie. It's a little bit bigger in my hand, but not terribly too much. But I have a case that's really slippery. So I'm gonna have to get a Disney case. So of course that means Disney trip, right? I think that's what that means.
No, let me tell you, I've learned a lesson. Do not get the customized Disney cases for that 7 Plus. It just makes it big and heavy. I will send you a link for a little $6 case. It's like clear and it's plastic and it's about the same size. So, I have one. I got one when I was down on my last trip, but it makes it just really big and just really heavy and kind of awkward. And as much as how it looks, I can't use it. I take it off every time.
We'll see. They don't have one I can test there, do I? So yeah, I don't know what I'll do. But all right, I'll try yours too. So yours is only $6.
Yeah,
so.
It's cheap. It's really cheap. So did you get it for portrait mode so that we can see some great shots on your next trip? I hope.
I mean, if you guys want to see some really fantastic shots of my cats, garden gnome out front, sure, I've got those in spades right now.
No, so. Unless it's like a Yadier Molina garden gnome, like the Gabriel.
Just regular old run-of-the-mill garden gnome that my brother may or may not have borrowed from another person's yard.
That's what you do with flamingos. Anyway, let's get to Pam Forrester because we've got to get to some listener questions here. Pam Forrester, she's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Check it in live from Snowmageddon 2017. Not really, probably. I don't know. So what's up, Pam?
My weather people here in the Berg are very, very excited about the weather. So I'm just, you just got to sit back and watch. It'll probably be one of those storms that I don't even know. I don't even know what to predict anymore. It's March, people.
No kidding. I know.
Why are we having snow?
It's spring break next week. Come on now. Get over it.
It's crazy. It was like 60 something not that long ago. But anyways, I'm sticking with it. And Mike, I want to give you big thanks for not mentioning the rates, because you wouldn't get in trouble if you mentioned it. I would get in trouble if you mentioned it.
You know how they say stuff rolls downhill? I would have eventually gotten in trouble. So I don't know how that works.
Yes, but I swear they have that stuff like on speed dial. They're like scanning the internet right now to see if anyone may have mentioned the great rates. So we're just going to keep saying the great rates.
That's
and
it.
Leave it out there as that.
So. That's it. All right, well, let's get to the questions. The first one comes from Hallie. She's in Southern Pines, North Carolina. She says, hello, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I've been listening to your show since my and my husband's first trip to Disney World in October of 2015. I've listened to hundreds of episodes, and I just love them. Thank you for all that you do. Well, thank you, Haley. We appreciate that. We're planning our second trip, a 10-night stay from November 5th to the 15th of 2017. The first week will be at Art of Animation, then we'll transfer over to the Beach Club for a few nights. I have some questions. Number one, do we know the future of Star Wars fireworks? Will they still be going on at the time of our trip? Okay, let's stop after each one. Ricky, what do we know about... do we know with certainty that there'll be Star Wars fireworks come the beginning to mid-November? Have they announced that yet?
That's going to be tough. So the Star Wars fireworks are, as far as I know, they are continuing. I don't see Disney taking those away for any reason.
Weird.
The only issue I run into maybe with their time period is you're getting close with the holiday season. I'm not entirely sure when they're going to start the holiday fireworks, which I'm assuming they're going to have holiday fireworks this year because they had them last year. I would assume it would still be Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, but we don't know that either. So, but I'm going to assume that they're getting close to that fireworks time period, and I'm not entirely sure when that'll start.
Remember,
we won't know until like way closer to November. So that's disappointing. I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of nights they did both. They did Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and Star Wars. So
yeah, that's true. They did do that at the end of the run. So maybe they'll do that too. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'm sure that we'll have some sort of holiday fireworks at Hollywood Studios at some point. I'm just not sure when they're going to start.
All right. If not, bring your own. No, don't bring your own.
No, don't do that. Why?
That would be good.
Seems dangerous.
That'll be horrible.
I was thinking of snacks. Anyway, number two, if we get the Disney dining plan, will it count for the full 10 nights of our vacation, or would we need to purchase separately for both resort stays? All right, Pam, tackle this one. You're staying the majority of the time at Art of Animation. Hop it over to Beach Club as a little splurge at the end of the trip. Split stay. How do you do that with the dining plan? Best practice.
So here's my advice to you. What you'll want to do is buy tickets for the whole length of your vacation with your stay first at Art of Animation. So if you need 10 days worth of tickets, make sure you buy that 10-day ticket with that first package. And you'll include the dining plan with that too. Then when you move over to the Beach Club, what you'll do is you will buy, as long as it's at least three nights. That wasn't said. I was thinking back on whether or not that was said. But anyways, what you'll need to do then is book a package, but you can book a ticketless package with the dining plan for your stay at the Beach Club. And then you'll be able to enjoy both. Because yes, what typically happens with the dining plan is on midnight of the day that you check out, that dining plan and all remaining credits go poof. Now, we hope that none of our listeners out there let any credits go poof, because you've listened to us and we're like, hey, at the very least, go trade them all in for snacks and buy a crud load of snacks to take home with you. So, I mean, you know, Rice Krispie treats for the plane. Here you go.
Yay!
But, yeah, so that's how you do it when you have a split stay.
I've heard that people actually give kind of again, I listen to a lot of travel podcasts, so one of my favorites is Johnny Jett. He's like the travel guru that I listen to. But he says some people actually tip the flight attendants and, you know, stuff like that, you know, like a snack that's wrapped, you know, not something you've taken a couple bites out of, even like gift cards. I don't know. I mean, I'm on a plane
like
for 2 hours.
From
I need
your
to tip.
Pocket or anything.
No,
like,
don't do cookies for your
like
pocket.
You're like, oh, wait,
I have this left over.
My kid gave me.
It's still got a couple licks left. Anyway.
Yeah.
So actually, following up on that, Pam, Joanna in the Facebook Live chat again, which we are usually live around 6:30 Eastern on Facebook and our Facebook page at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. She's asking about the dining plan being an AP holder because you never need tickets. So it's very similar. It's a ticketless package, right, Pam?
It's a ticketless package. Regardless of whether you think you're doing room only or not, the second you add the dining plan, it actually becomes a package with package terms. But to be perfectly honest, Disney's package terms are very easy. And it's really not, you know, a huge penalty one way or the other if you have to change dates or cancel. So, yep, if you are an annual pass holder or if you're not an annual pass holder, you can also buy a ticketless package that includes a dining plan. That's actually something that's open to all guests now. So you can contact one of our agents about that and they can hook you up with it.
Yep. Disney doesn't want you to go hungry. Eat those food.
No.
Eat that food. All right.
No,
number she has a third question. She says, also, will the split stay affect our ability to make ADRs and fast passes? Will we have to make them separately for our separate resort stays? Ricky, back to you. What do you think?
Okay.
Split stay, making ADRs and fast passes.
ADRs is fine. I can tell you that for sure. You're good to go there. And because it's not tied to anything, really. I mean, you know, I don't have any. Well, I have an annual pass, but you know, I could make an ADR without my annual pass right now and I'd still be good. So you're good there. As far as tickets, I think it's tied to the number of days that you have. So as long as it's in there and you're My Disney Experience, you're good to go.
Yep. Well, ADRs are 180 days prior to your check-in date.
From so the date that you check in.
So you can make your ADRs 180 days from the day you check in first.
So I guess that's true. I don't make my ADRs.
I knew I got you there.
What are you talking about ADRs for?
I was just going to clarify
that. I haven't even made my ADRs for my trip at the end of the month. So, I mean, I haven't even looked at them yet. I'm not even sure. You're lucky that I have a plan at the trip at the end of the month.
Is,
I actually know which parks I'm going to finally, so that's a plus. So.
The planners in our audience just drove off the road. So
I know. I totally let them down. I'm
so
sorry.
Just for the fast pass, just follow it up. So 60 days from your check-in, you know, for the length of your stay. And then you will have to do two sets for the split stay on the fast passes. All right, number four, the last question she has. Our total party consists of myself, two of my sisters, our three husbands, and their collective children who are 1, 3, 4, 12, and 15 at the time of travel. For a grand total of 11 people, do you have any restaurant suggestions for such large groups? We're hoping to do a few meals together. As a side note, we, the three sisters, are planning to sign up for the Disney Princess Half Marathon in February of 2018. Any tips for the sign-up process and for our first half marathon? We have never been to a Run Disney event, but we do plan to stay at the Beach Club for this weekend so that we can walk to Epcot, a tip I picked up from the show. Thanks again for everything, Haley. Well, first of all, Haley, you want to sign up as quickly as you can for the Princess. I believe that one is open as well. These things opened up so early. Now, if not, it's registering soon. Just check RunDisney.com because I haven't signed up for that one. I know Marathon's been open for about a month now, so I'd imagine Princess is or is opening soon. So register as soon as you can. Just enjoy it. Half Marathon's a great distance. Costumes are awesome. I've learned that over the past couple of races. Beach Club, you're in a great spot for an Epcot-based race, which Princess is, so enjoy that. Okay, quickly, and then we'll get on to the next question. A good place for groups, Pam, where would you suggest for a party of 11 with little kids and adults and everybody in between?
So if you can agree on one of the many buffets or all-you-can-eat locations at Disney World, I always think with a group, this is a great thing because, first of all, there's something for everyone. There's going to be a kids section. There's going to be an adult section. There's going to be things that appeal to the more adventurous eaters. And there's going to be things that appeal to the chicken finger eaters. I mean, there's really something
Paige.
For everyone.
Paige.
Paige has broadened her horizons a bit, I will say, since she was little. Not too much, though.
Not too much.
No, but so... Some of the things that I also, when I'm thinking about a group, I think about places that actually have large tables. And there are a few that come to mind immediately. And one of them is actually Ohana.
Yep.
They will push some tables together kind of there in the center and make for one big table. We've done it a few times. And I think that there's a lot of variety in their menu. I mean, first of all, if you like chicken or beef or whatever, it comes on a skewer right to your table. But there's also salads. They'll make special meals for vegetarians. And they also have options for kids who just want to stick with things that they're familiar with. And so they have all of those things. And then another great place that has all of those things and maybe a little more is Boma. They have some really large tables and they actually happen to be near each other. So if you have a huge group, you can sit back to back. But that's another location where you're going to be able to get a table to accommodate your group and you're going to find food that makes everyone happy.
And I'm going to throw a 50s Primetime. A group of 11's not too big for that place and it's a lot of fun. It was actually offered up by our Facebook group, and that was, I'm looking, I think it was Brian. So thanks for that suggestion. All right, Ricky, last suggestion for a group.
So I was actually thinking of something that was kind of fun in the fact of a poop-de-doo review. I think that that would be a great thing for that group. Also, I also saw a suggestion by Scott in the chat of the Pecos Bills nacho platter, which, I mean, you could do that too. So, but that sounds like fun.
That's right. We're going to have to do that maybe in July. We're going to have to definitely try that.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Seriously.
I'm eating with Scott's family in a couple weeks, weekends up in Chicago. We're going to do some deep dish Chicago pizza and some Chicago hot
Giordano's.
Dogs. Is that what it's called? Mm. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Well, that's one of the pizza places, yeah.
Well, Giordano's. We're there. All right, we're staying.
There's one in Orlando.
Is there? So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a place Adam and Susie love. A lot of folks love, actually. All right, I'll give it a shot. All right, Elisa has got our next question. Hi, Pam, Ricky, and Mike. My family and I are heading to Walt Disney World in July. Anybody else going in July? I mean, yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
115 days. We are interested in perhaps booking the Rivers of Light dinner package for Tiffin's. I've heard you guys say it is worth it. My question is, do they offer annual pass discounts or tables in Wonderland? If not, is it still worth it? Or do we have to, do you just stick with a regular ADR there and take advantage of our discount and fast pass Rivers of Light if this is even an option? The night we are going is the day we arrive, so we won't be in the parks prior and can save one of our fast passes for the show. Thank you for all your thoughts. Love the podcast. Elisa is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And she put in parentheses, that's about 5 hours from Pam, Mike. So I didn't know. I love
yes!
it. She knows.
Thank
she listens.
You.
That's right. So is Bucks County close to you? No, it isn't. So I think what she's asking. So first of all, let's tackle. Pam, do you know, is there AP discounts or Tables in Wonderland for Tiffin's?
I believe that there is Tables in Wonderland. I think we got
I thought there wasn't any discount for the dining package.
Oh, the dining package.
Yeah, she wants to do the dining package, but she also wants tables or an annual pass discount. Now, can you do both?
No, you can't do, but there's no discount for the package. Sorry, there is just to eat there. But the dining package is really a fantastic deal right now. So book it. It's like
right now. Yes. Look at right now while you can. Right, and it's still a good deal.
It is a really good deal. So you get an appetizer, entree, and dessert. And it's a great deal right now. So don't tell anyone, though. That's just going to be a tip shared with the tens of thousands of people that listen to the podcast. But whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, you got to find Tiffin's. It's kind of off the beaten path, at least for the next about 60 days. Not much after that. It'll be like right there. You know, as many people will be going past Tiffin's as Casey's in a few months. Anyway, so next question comes from Arthur. It says, and he says, I'm planning a Disney trip to California for my 45th birthday on June 22nd. Well, happy birthday to you. What would be the best thing to do at Disney World California or Disney California? And does it have an ADA pass? So the title was Disney with a Disability. So, Pam, how does... It's kind of a universal Disney thing as far as how Disney handles folks who need special accommodations to enjoy the magic, correct?
Yeah, you will need to go to guest services to see what accommodations can be met. But it's not just a carte blanche, to avoid the line scenario. What they do is... a little different, and you'll have to go to Disneyland and just present yourself. They have different things based on your needs, like whatever the accommodation that you request is, they have different ways of dealing with that. So that's what I say, go there. But Having said that, some rides require a transfer, and some rides require that if you have some kind of assistive device, like a wheelchair or a motorized vehicle or whatnot, some rides require a transfer, some rides don't. And what you can do is actually visit the official Disneyland site, and there actually is a section, and sometimes I have to search for it because it's not as in your face as you might want to see, but you can search for a section that addresses traveling with guests with special needs, and they'll tell you how you can go into the ride vehicle, or if you need like assisted devices for hearing or seeing or whatever accommodation you're looking for, you can go to that section and it'll answer a lot of the questions. And then if you have specific questions, I would reach out and talk to guest services, as they are the most helpful and they'll have the most up-to-date information.
Perfect. Perfect. Good stuff. And have a great birthday. 45th birthday at Disneyland. Boy, you really can't beat that. So hope it's awesome for you. All right. Next question. The title of this one is Christmas Time Must Do. So I figured, you know what? It's almost spring break. We got snow on the ground. Perfect time to talk Christmas. So here we go. Laura's got the question. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Thank you so much for the podcast. It makes my commute so much more enjoyable and informative each day. We're planning our first ever trip to Disney. Sorry, I don't think that was it. We are planning our first ever trip for December 2nd through the 9th of 2017. It'll be my husband, myself, and our almost 5-year-old boy and 2.5-year-old girl. We'll be staying at the Polynesian and plan on having one full non-park day in the middle of the week and possibly a half non-park day depending on our flights. What are your suggestions for things to do on those days? Are the resort pools actually warm enough to enjoy this time of the year? This will also likely be our only trip at Christmas time, so I would like to see some of the special decorations and activities available only at Christmas during this trip. What are some of your favorites? Thanks again for all you do, and a big Roll Tide. Mike and Laura is down in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, Laura, well, that's a great Roll Tide there, so RTR to you. And let's talk about Christmas. So she's got a whole, in the middle of the trip, a non-park day, and then possibly a half of a day there as well. First of all, I'll address the decision about the pools in the wintertime. My wife made me swim one time with Paige at All-Star Sports when we were down there in January. This was back in like 2007 or 6. It was before we did the podcast. And I mean, it was cold that day. It was so cold that day. You know, we've been down there for marathon when it is cold. It was marathon weekend because I saw people run around. I didn't even know what it was really. But it was freezing. But she's like, you're going to get in there and swim because you told her you would swim with her when you go on vacation. So I got in there. And I'll tell you what, it was totally fine when I was in the pool. But we didn't have a preferred room. We had a very non-preferred room. Our room was a hike from the feature pool, the main pool. And I like to froze once I got out of the pool, getting back to the room, because I didn't, I wasn't smart. I didn't bring a robe or anything. I don't know that you bring a robe, but I had, I had a one towel and I'm 6'3". So let's just do the math.
Some do, Lovey.
I like got frostbite, but it was fine in the pool. So really you can swim any time of the year because the pools are all heated. But I mean, the air is not heated as soon as you get out of that pool. So do that at your own risk. So they have a couple. What do you say, Pam, for Christmas time, especially for somebody that's never been there during this time? Because it is a very special time to be at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and we've done it so many years. I can tell you that we've had Christmas days where we've laid by the pool, and then we've had Christmas days where we were kind of like huddled around the nearest heat source in the park. I mean, it just, the weather is all over the place at that time of year. But just like Mike said, the pools are always heated. And I don't know. I mean, Hannah wanted to be in that pool no matter what the weather was. There was no like, oh, you'll be cold when you get out, or like we'd make it sound as unappealing as possible. And she'd still be like, yeah, I still want to go.
That's so true. Kids don't care. They're just dumb. They just want to get in that pool.
No, they're in the pool with blue lips.
I know.
Like, and then you're like, are you cold? No,
I'm not cool.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, yeah. But, most of the time the weather is pretty nice and you'll be able to get a swim in for sure.
So, Ricky, one of the things I'm going to throw out is obviously they're staying at the Polynesian. Boy, that is going to be a great place to be for Christmas. You can go over to the Grand Floridian, see the treehouse, the Victorian decorations. Also swoop through the Contemporary, but make it over to the Wilderness Lodge as well. Catch a boat from the Contemporary or the Magic Kingdom over You know, you're right in the middle of some of the best Christmas decorations, but is there anything else that they might want to see while they're there if they think that they may not be back this time of year for quite a while?
You know, I think it's going to depend. Obviously, yeah, you definitely want to do Grand Floridian and Contemporary. You should probably also do Beach Club. They have the carousel made of gingerbread as well, which is pretty cool. And the Yacht Club has a display as well, too. The one thing I would say is, now, of course, it's still a little early, so it will depend. But, you know, last year, Disney Springs just really had a great... great thing with the whole, you know, drone show, you know, Starbright Holidays, and then they had the Christmas tree trail, which, okay, wasn't a whole lot, but, you know, at least it was some nice diversion, and it was kind of fun to take your picture with the Christmas trees or, you know, whatever, but I think that Disney Springs, now, we don't know what they're going to announce for this year, but I have a feeling Disney Springs will do something, so I would definitely make sure to spend some time over at Disney Springs and experience whatever they end up announcing will be there for the holiday season this year.
Good tips. All right, well, enjoy that Christmas trip. It really is a special time, and especially when you're going down like the beginning of December. Crowds are low. Weather's usually pretty good. It's actually very good usually that time of the year, and it really gets you in the Christmas spirit because you get to do that. You know, you're going there the 2nd to the 9th, and then you get home, you're just fired up for Christmas. You get to enjoy that last couple weeks at home before Christmas. It's an awesome time. When they used to have Mouse Fest, and, you know, we used to go down for stuff like that, it was a great time to visit. All right, Maddie's got the next question. She's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. As excited as I am to see Rivers of Light and for Pandora to open, my questions are regarding some of the lesser talked about new stuff at Walt Disney World. I'm wondering what you guys know about Cooper... That's not right either. I'm so bad with the it's Copper Creek villas and cabins. I just gondolas going over.
That
the
would
Cooper
be Copper
Creeks.
Creek.
I know
villas and cabins, Cooper by
Creeks,
the way. Yeah.
The Copper Creek gondolas.
Copper.
I know. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so all it's right. I know it's like I have a thing with my brain now. Anyway,
apparently,
so the Copper Creek villas and cabins at the Wilderness Lodge, are they treehouse at Saratoga Springs esque? I also really just want to know what's going on with Ellen's Universe of Energy. Last I knew, it hadn't closed, but I've heard that it is going to be replaced by a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Is this a rumor? Do we know anything about this big transformation Epcot's supposed to get? So she says, thanks a lot. Madison is in Philly. So let's talk about the Copper Creek villa. Now I can't get it right because once you get the wrong one in your head, you can't get it out.
This is not gondolas.
I know.
By the way, we all say gondolas.
That's how it's
I know.
Be.
We do. Yep. Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's it,
you
man. It's,
gonna,
it's a nationwide sensation. Okay, so yep. What do we know about the Copper Creek section, Ricky? What that's opening very soon because it's booking now.
It is actually opening July 17th. Bookings for current DVC members are started on March 8th. General sales is for April 5th, and people who are looking to just stay in these new rooms can do so beginning March 21st. So that's coming up. It is going to include, deluxe studios, 1 and 2 bedroom villas, as well as 3 bedroom grand villas that will sleep 12. Each unit will include a kitchen, an expanded storage space, and private patios or balconies. Studios obviously will, be that studio setup. 1 bedroom will include a king, size bed or a queen size sleeper sofa. And 2 bedrooms will include a king size bed, 2 queen size beds and a queen size sleeper sofa. And, so there's also the cabins, which is what I think that she's discussing. They're not like up like the treehouse, villas are. It's kind of more, I think it's kind of more, you know, it's obviously not on the water like the Polynesian is either. So that's something to keep in mind. I don't exactly know how they're situated, but they're definitely not up like the treehouse villas are.
They're just on the ground. They're like,
there's no stilts at all. Yeah, I was wondering.
Right,
so there's no stilts at all.
They're not
or anything
on
like
the
that
water
or, no.
like
no.
the Polynesian is. Yeah. So there are going to be 26 of those cabins. They can sleep up to 8 and feature 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, large dining and living room spaces. The cabins will have floor-to-ceiling windows, exposed wooden beams, and interior-exterior stone hearth fireplace. There will be a washer and dryer and an open style kitchen. And the best part, perhaps the part that I would spend the most time in, and this would be a first for me at a Walt Disney World where I'd actually want to stay at a hotel instead of go to the parks, because there's a screened-in wraparound porch and a built-in hot tub.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
You said, hang on, you said these things open on July 17th. That's the first day.
They do.
So hang on. Wait, let me just do a little calculation. The podcast cruise gets back on July 15th. Hey, hey, yes. DVC members, I hear a party. Somebody needs to book one of those. We'll all show up.
They sound fantastic. And the concept art of these, I mean, I know you guys, this is an audio show, so you can't see it, but it's absolutely stunning. And if you can find the concept art online, and I'm sure you will be able to if you just search Copper Creek, not Cooper Creek, you will be able to find this concept art, because it is simply stunning what they are, have in mind. Like, if my house looked like this, I would never want to leave. So
Pam, let me ask, and thanks, Rookie, because that's a lot of good information, because you nailed everything about it. But let me ask Pam, so you're a DVC owner. What's the appeal of staying at Copper Creek now? I mean, because I think you enjoyed staying at the villas at Wilderness Lodge, in their previous incarnation. So, what do you think?
The appeal is, I guess, that it's new and that you can spend a lot more points there.
Yes, there you go.
No, I mean, everyone likes to check out a new resort, right? That's a cool thing. They're going to eventually have a new swimming pool over toward the villa side of the resort. And they have already opened the new quick service dining location. So that's a cool thing. I think everyone just gets excited about seeing something new at Disney. I think that that's a good thing. And I'd love to see them come up with some, like a new resort altogether, not necessarily just DVC, but a new Disney resort. I think it's about time. So anyways. Yes.
Yeah, and we don't need that rumor of Pop Century going away for Art of Animation Part 2. I haven't even heard that podcast, but I heard that the people are asking me about it all the time. Like, don't mess with Pop Century. That's my home.
It's
don't
crazy.
Mess with it. Anyway. Yeah. All right, Ricky, so real quick, what's the latest on Ellen's Guardians of Adventure universe?
Ellen's Guardians of Adventure?
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever. You know what? We obviously, that is certainly a rumor. Nothing concrete has come out about that, besides just the fact that it's a rumor. So, until we know more, and I suspect if they're going to announce anything, it's going to be at D23 this year. So, that's the event that you're going to need to watch out for. You have that's July. I know that because it's the first day it starts is one of the last days of our cruise. So guess who's buying Wi-Fi?
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun for everybody, and I'll be sitting here working going, oh, I really wish Disney would stop announcing things because I really want to enjoy the cruise, but
We'll get you ice cream.
So, I know, first world problems, right? I would expect if they're going to announce anything, it would be at that event.
Speaking of, too, we haven't mentioned this on the show. How about the Fantasy being reimagined, or, at least getting some updates in May, and we're cruising in July. I was like, cha-ching, we have some new stuff to check out.
Seriously, okay, so how do we get into the kids' areas?
I know.
On the first day, you can.
Yes,
I know. I've done it before, and we're totally going.
Ricky can probably get in anytime.
Not mandatory
so
podcast thing. Like, it has to be. We're all just go around playing on stuff.
I know, but it's like all the cool stuff's in the kids' club. Not all the cool stuff. They're going to have it's like you saw, it's going to be like the Vanellope's on the Dream. The ice cream shop. And I mean, Tiffany's and Company, come on now. I could barely afford to get on the ship. I'm not buying diamonds.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see kind of what smaller things come out of it too. Because usually there's like one or two maybe smaller things that come out from Dry Dock. But I think that the stuff that they're announcing with the whole Doctor Strange area, that sounds really neat. And of course, Millennium Falcon stuff.
Yeah. It's a hologram. It's like the Death Star is going to just like be there, just like in the Rebel meeting, like when they're getting ready to attack the Death Star. It's going to be floating in the kids' club.
We definitely know where Mike will be on that first day, and we will not get him out of there. So
cool. Oh man, they're doing some cool stuff on those ships, and I cannot wait. 115 days, but who's counting? Anyway, let's we got to keep answering these questions, else we're not going to have a podcast. Crew's going to have a podcast. So next up is Laurie, and she says, "I have a question for you guys about the parties, like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and the Christmas Christmas party. Are the seasonal snacks offered during the parties, like pumpkin cupcakes, for example, available for purchase, or are they included with the price of admission? Thank you so much. We love the podcast and listen to it regularly. Bring some Disney magic to the Rocky Mountains in between our trips. Sincerely, Laurie. We love it. Rocky Mountains, awesome. You're out there in Florence's territory. All right, so how about those seasonal snacks, Pam? I wish they were all included in the price of admission. Yeah. They should be, but they're unfortunately not.
The key words you're looking for are available to purchase, because that's what all those awesome cupcake and waffle flavors and things like that are typically at the party, typically available at the parties. They're available for purchase. But sometimes the party is one of the few times that you can get these items. There are some things that seem to be only available during the parties, which is kind of a bummer, but that's how sometimes it goes. But you'll be able to find a lot of seasonal treats available to purchase throughout the Walt Disney World Resort when you're there, no matter what the season is, because we're always celebrating something. So whether it's the 4th of July or fall or Halloween or Christmas or New Year's or Martin Luther King Day, or I mean, there's always something to be celebrating, and Disney does a fantastic job making all those cookies and cupcakes and everything look so great. So Ricky, did you just meow?
I was gonna say, I think I just heard a meow. I just looked behind me
because that's odd, and I wasn't gonna call you out, and I tried to get past it, but I couldn't. Yeah, there was definitely was a meow.
I didn't know that you guys would hear the meow. Yeah.
Scared me. I was looking behind me.
How about you stop doing that when we're recording?
Yes,
okay?
Please.
Really? I was hoping that the cat's meow wouldn't work. Yeah.
Oh, now she's trying to blame it on the cat.
That's
the
it.
Cat.
You stepped on his tail. Okay, let's get to the last question of the day, because we're running short. It is from Chris. Actually, it's from Laura in Michigan. It says, hello, we're planning a trip to Coronado Springs in September and are booking a package with dining and six-day park tickets from Monday through Sunday. We would ideally like to arrive Sunday instead of Monday, but Coronado Springs did not have any rooms available on Sunday. If I book Sunday night at a different on-property hotel, could I use my park tickets for my Coronado package on Sunday? It's the day before arrival on the package, but we really would like to go into the parks on Sunday instead of having to wait till Monday. If not, is it possible Disney's holding back some rooms that will open up at Coronado? I can't believe it's completely booked 6 months ahead, especially as we pick the time with low crowds, September 10 through the 17th. Thanks, Laura. All right, Pam, two questions. So first of all, when you have a situation like this, you have a package, but maybe you're arriving, say, in the afternoon or night, the night before, maybe you're staying in a separate hotel, is a room only. Can you get access to your Magic Your Way tickets before you check in for your package?
You can, but what you'll need to do typically is stop by guest services, one of the ticket centers in particular, and they'll be able to make sure that those tickets are there and active and available for you to use with your package. So, yes, you should be able to do that.
And she's curious, though, because she can't get that one extra night she's looking for, because it sounds like she'd just rather turn this into an extra night on the package. But that night just wasn't available. And she, you know, obviously she's already booked it. You know, we're in, you know, mid-March right now, so she probably booked it in early March. September 10th through 17, you know, it's kind of back to school time. Crowds are typically low down at Walt Disney World. Is there, you know, do you think she has a chance of another that room opening up between here and there? What do you think? Because Coronado Springs is a convention hotel, so that throws a little wrinkle into it.
Yeah, so what the issue could be with this, first of all, Disney doesn't typically hold back rooms. Like, when the new inventory for the next year is released, sometimes everything isn't loaded. But at this point, everything's loaded, and it has been for a while. So there are a few things that could be impacting it. First of all, if you booked with any kind of discounted rate, and really all that would be right now is a bounce back offer. And if you happen to book with a bounce back offer, what that means is that it's not available for the particular dates that you're looking for. And to explain discounts a little more than maybe you ever wanted to know, let's say you're looking at a 7-night stay and looking at Disney inventory while a particular resort is not blacked out, but let's say all 7 nights of your stay are not available in the room type you've chosen with a discount. That means your whole stay is going to come up as unavailable. Yep. That's just how it works, just to give everyone a clue on that. So if it's not due to the fact that you're booked with some kind of discount and it's not available, and it's really just truly not available with rack rate, What can happen is people cancel all the time. And you can keep checking for availability. The thing that will make this a little more challenging, particularly this year, is the fact that Coronado is having some construction issues. Not that that will impact guests for most of the time, but that does take some rooms out of inventory. And in addition, one of the other Moderates, Caribbean Beach, also has some construction going on too. So the availability at Moderate Resorts for this year in particular is bad.
That's what I was going to say. If you want a Moderate, you got to hop on that because you're going
do
down.
It
I
mean, now.
We're down. When you think about it, I mean, you got four Moderates and French Quarter's small. So the inventory is down by at least like 30% because people are, you know, switching away from Caribbean Beach and Coronado's like short rooms too, like you said. So you got to be on that for Moderates.
It absolutely is. Yeah. It absolutely is. And it's like, we need to do a whole podcast on being sure that you book the room that you can afford, because for everyone waiting for free dining to happen at a Moderate Resort this fall, I just want to warn you that the availability is going to be limited to none if free dining is released. It's going to be very challenging in that space. So just keep all that in mind. Work with a travel agent who knows what they're doing so that they can help advise you in the best way possible, given the knowledge and the information that we have at this point. But I don't want to set people up for disappointment in this space, because I know that so many people look forward to that, you know, special in particular. So anyways, that really went off on a tangent,
but
I feel but like
you
in
know,
some
it's good
ways
and
it was helpful too.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because, you know, we are down inventory and, you know, it's just one of those things that I think you made a good point, you know, book what you're going to be happy with and let's hope for free dining. You know, we always want discounts. I mean, there's nothing
Absolutely.
Better to me than to send an email to say, you know, your vacation now costs less and you're getting more for what you were paying. That's the best. But I mean, you know, Disney has no incentive if every resort is jam packed to give anybody anything back, because they've already got, you know, you're going to be coming. So, you know, this year could be very different because of the shift in the inventory. Instead of more rooms, there's less and there's high demand. I mean, right now is a good time to travel. People are really traveling. So.
They're traveling all over the place. So, I mean, look, nobody wants to see you get the best price possible more than we do. I mean, you might think that you want it more, but I can tell you when we're there that morning when discounts are released and you hear our agents, we're like, please help me, this guest, I can't get, I mean, like, you know, I can't find anything for them in a discount. And we all kind of problem solve together to try to work the issue. So we really want it for you too. It's just that we can't give it to you if it's not there. So
yeah, my scream usually goes, hey, Jeanette, hey, Jocelyn, please help me. I can't, I'm trying, but I need backup. So that's usually how it goes for me. Just a little inside there. Real quick before we go, because that was the last question, but Joanna in the live Facebook chat is asking, she's going to Walt Disney World in April and she wants to see Rivers of Light. So is there a specific day she needs to go? And again, this is projecting way out into the future. Oh no, April, it's March. I'm thinking next year. We're not really projecting out too far, like a few weeks. So is Rivers of Light nightly, or does she need to plan on like seeing it like is it a Wednesday, Saturday thing, or is it every night now that we know for sure that's going to stay that way?
It's it depends on when she's going, actually. up until a certain point in April, it is only on Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Then it goes to a weekly, if I remember right, it goes to a weekly performance. Then it goes back to a limited performance. And then in May, it goes basically, I think, to nightly. So, it's going to depend on what dates that she's there. And if she wants to find out exactly, go to disneyworld.com and search for Rivers of Light, and it'll show you which dates it's actually showing
on
the calendar.
She's there real quick, 18th to the 25th. Do you have that in front of you? Do you just happen to?
Oh, no? I can for
That's
a
okay.
second.
Yeah,
hold on. Let me
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I know. If I would have known.
Just sing a little something.
Exactly. I mean, this is helping right here. She's doing her tour plan.
If I would have actually known that I was going to have to pull up Rivers of Light. So it's the 18th through the what now?
25th.
18th through the 25th.
And don't say we don't try to help listeners. We try.
But here's
18th,
one way.
No. 19th. Oh, okay. 19th, it is showing. It's 8:30 and 9:45. And the 20th, it is showing 8:39 to 9:45 is what it looks like. So
there we go.
That's what the hours say on Disney's website currently. Oh, wait. It is showing on the 18th as well from 8:30 to 9:45. So it's nightly while she's there.
Yay. That makes it planning easy. Yay. Just go whenever you
like.
Yes,
it does.
All right. Well, hey, that's it. You know, instant questions sometimes get us in a bind, but we always want to help our listeners. Thank you so much for always sending those in and for dropping in on the Facebook Live. We love interacting with our listeners. And today's show, it's a Wednesday brought to you by our good friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And let's put Ricky right back on the spot. What are we reading about this week on Theme Park News, Disney Edition?
We are reading about the fact that currently Stitch's Great Escape is open.
Whoa, what?
I know, right? Exactly. It's only open this week and this week only. And it's only open literally for 5 days. Like they are open. They opened it the 13th through the 17th. So if you're going to be going this week, you know, for the next 2 days that are left, you're going to the Magic Kingdom, you can catch Stitch's Great Escape, but it's only from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. So really limited.
Well, Stitch is old now. You know, you got to take it easy on the guy. You know, he knows he's getting retired. You know, he's getting sent out. So he's just, you know, it's his farewell tour.
He's sad. Right.
He's very sad. Yes.
Anyway. So. All right. So, you know, if you want to hear news about when Stitch comes back and then he's gone again, check out Theme Park News Disney Edition, a great free iOS app for your Apple device. Again, turn that Apple device into a Disney device with apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition and Days to Go WDW. You can pick them all up over at virtualmickey.com. Again, we ask that you please, when you do your shopping over on Amazon, drop by our affiliate link. It is very much helping out and supporting the show. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra. We get a little kickback, and it's really, really helping. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. When you do your shopping, please go through that link. And you can give the show a follow on the social media. We love talking with you guys. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, well, it's time to get out of here until Friday. Where guess what? We're having a birthday party on Friday. Ricky, can you believe how old we are coming up? It's actually Saturday, but we're going to celebrate on Friday. How old's the podcast?
No.
You know, it's crazy.
No.
Nine years old. We are 9 years old on Friday. Saturday.
That's crazy. Saturday. That's insane.
That is a lot of BR guests. Holy we're going to talk about that on Friday. So we're going to have a lot of submissions from you guys. We're going to give 9 outside the box tips, not the stuff we've talked about for 9 years, but some different stuff for planning your next Disney vacation. So that sounds kind of fun. We'll see we have lots of great suggestions on the Facebook page.
I'll tune in.
All right,
I will too.
I'll try to be there. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do.
So that's 3 people who are going to.
That's right, at least.
That's exactly.
If we get 3 more, we'll double our listenership. So there we go. So make sure you're back here on Friday. All right, so we have humored and yapped here enough, and we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your midweek. So for Pam and Ricky, I am Mike, wishing you a great midweek. But it's time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.